Yes, Mum, I does both. Okay, but no fooling around, she muttered, as she turned the television up. Neighbours was on for the next half an hour and total silence would be demanded. Lugging Dad's between us, we snuck out the back door. At long last, we had permission to spend the night out camping, even if it was on the bottom of Kev's garden. 4 hours later, we snuggled into our sleeping bags. The sun dipped over the horizon and our shadows grew longer. Kev turned on his and we looked at the house. Each room was up, like glowing like yellow pumpkins. However, the end of the garden, it was darker and darker, as if we were sinking into a pit. Stars came out like silver suds, and the moon cast an eerie silver light. It grew colder. Kev zipped up the tent fly, and we chatted for a while. I could see a strange glow on my chair. It had luminous rims, which meant somehow you could see them in the dark. Kev told me a joke about a man with a dog who wore brown shoes when we first heard it. A strange scratching noise coming outside. We thought, what on earth could it be? Then it came again. Something or somebody was moving towards the entrance, making a scraping noise like someone's last rasping breath. There was no escape. All we could do was lie there waiting, terrified. We ducked into the deep in our sleeping bags and waited. My heart thumped. Kev surprised me. Cautiously, he reached out and held up the tent floor. There was a sudden rush of cold air, and we stared out. Kev flickered his torch on and it's been stabbed the darkness, picking out the intruder like a spotlight. It was a hedgehog. Taking one look with its tiny black button eyes, it sniffed and trundled up the garden, snorting like a fat waddling hairbrush. The next morning, Kev's mum treated us to bacon and eggs. "It's all right, were you, Kev?" she asked as she spread butter on the toast. "No probs," Kev replied, as if it was plain sailing. And Kev's mum looked and raised an eyebrow. I could see she wasn't fooled.